Cicely Parnas is an artist diploma student at the Jacobs School of Music studying cello with Sharon Robinson. She was recently selected by NPR and Performance Today for the Young Artist in Residence program. Only a handful of young performers from American conservatories were invited to visit the PT Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, where they talked about their life in music and recorded live. Cicely visited WFIU to talk about her experience. So how did this project come about? How did you find out about the Young Artists in Residence program?
Solely through IU, actually. I was contacted and was told that NPR had designed this program, and they had contacted some conservatories across the country, one of which was IU, and IU selected me to be kind of their representative. And so it was first through a contact at IU that I heard about it.
Did they then have you submit materials, or had the school already done that for you? Or
to tell you the truth, I'm not sure. I didn't have to submit anything. After I had accepted the offer, I was then contacted by the producer at Performance Today, and it just kind of went from there.
So what did the program entail? You'll be featured for 5 days in the week, in the second half of the program. But what did the actual experience entail?
Lots of work. We were in St. Paul for 2 days, 2 days of recording, and they were full days of recording. I went with pianist Katie Gleiser, who's also at IU, a doctoral student, and basically we left our hotel at 9 a.m. and we finished around 5:30.
Yeah, full day.
Yes, both days. It was really a fantastic experience all around. Everybody was so friendly and so professional and very supportive, and it was really a lovely, lovely atmosphere.
So did you bring your own rep, or did they sort of choose from some things that you suggested?
I submitted a program, and they made suggestions on it, you know, in terms of programming and what the listeners would like to hear, and so we kind of made a few tweaks.
In addition to just performing the repertoire, what else were they in there during any of the times when you and Katie were working together, like before performing or separate interviews or anything like that?
It was all together. Basically, it's supposed to be artists in residence, so I'm supposed to be there, in quotes, for 5 days. But in fact, we did all the interviews in the morning of the first day, and then in the afternoon and the second day, we did all the music, which was perfect. And it was actually mostly interviews with me, but Katie was involved, so that was nice.
Were you familiar with the program already?
Yes, I had performed my artist diploma recital the previous Sunday night, and we recorded on Tuesday and Wednesday.
And what about Performance Today? Was it something that you were familiar with?
Very much. I'd been listening to Fred Child's voice since I was about 7. So definitely, yes.
Well, it sounds like a really interesting program. Were there experiences that you'll take away from that have sort of informed anything in terms of your playing or a career in music?
Definitely. A few aspects in that respect. First of all, in terms of my playing, you know, hearing the playback was somewhat enlightening in some ways. And also just the experience of recording was really educational in many ways. And to have that kind of experience under my belt at this point is invaluable.
What was it like working with Fred and the Performance Today people?
It was fabulous. Fred was so nice, and it was so friendly. I felt like I had been friends with them for a long time, and it was that kind of atmosphere. It was really great.
Cicely Parnas' stint as Young Artist in Residence on Performance Today begins Monday, December 5th, and runs through Friday, December 9th. She'll be featured in the second half of the program each day. For a video of Cicely performing, visit wfiu.org/classical.